Hey, welcome back to Record Skips. My name's Kellen.
And I'm Abby.
So if you listened in to our last podcast, we kind of talked about how we met, how we discovered hardcore music, and we specifically touched on how if you've heard hardcore music, you either love it or you hate it. However, there are some of us out there who have never heard hardcore music, and we're going to be talking to one of those people today. We are going to be talking to one of Abby's coworkers.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to sit down with my lovely friend Taylor, who, starting out, I pretty much had the idea that she's a fan of all music, but I kind of assumed not hardcore music, and it turns out I was correct.
Shocker. So, yeah, you told me before this episode that she wasn't exactly the biggest fan. So we decided this week we're going to show her three songs, one of my pick, one that's Abby's pick, and one that we both like, to try and introduce Taylor to maybe a more interesting genre of music than she might normally like. Abby, just a question. Do you actually know what she's into?
Like I said, I think she's pretty okay with almost anything. Anything but hardcore. And oh, she hates country. She made that very clear. No country. But yeah, Taylor is pretty outspoken and outgoing, and she definitely does not hold back with her opinions. And she definitely lets you know. So buckle up for that.
All right. Well, without further ado, I guess we better give it a listen.
I am here with my good friend Taylor. She is not typically a fan of the hardcore music scene, so we are going to have her live react to a couple of our favorite songs. Taylor, first, could you tell us the type of music that you usually listen to and, like, some of your favorites?
For sure. Hello, everyone. My usual music I listen to would be 90s rap. Like Tupac, DMX, LL Cool J, kind of like the old school music vibes from the 90s. That goes, it's a lot of yelling, it's a lot of cursing. It's a vibe, you know?
All right, so we're really just going in opposite directions here. Okay, perfect. Now, from the three songs that I gave you, have you heard of any of these artists before?
I have literally never seen or heard any of these songs at all.
Okay, so, for you at home, the three songs we have given her are Carry On by Parkway Drive, which is Kellen's pick. I have given her Engine 45 by The Ghost Inside. And I threw in the third pick that I know we both enjoy, which is Bow Down by I Prevail. For any of you who are familiar with these songs,
I am scared.
You know that Taylor is in for a wild ride. So I think we can start off with Kellen's pick. So Taylor, if you want to listen to maybe the first, like, 20 seconds of Carry On and just give us your thoughts as you go.
Okay, give me one moment to listen to that. Okay. Oh God. Oh Jesus. Oh no. Oh, what happened? Oh God. Oh, okay. That was the first 20 seconds. Oh boy.
Okay.
Ooh.
Thoughts, so, feelings?
I will start off on a positive note. I did like the guitar in the beginning. After that, I was scared. Scared for my life, I think.
But, okay, in contrast to that, what I would like to bring to your attention is the fact that one day you showed me, is it Daywalker by Corpse and Machine Gun Kelly?
Yes.
And you liked that, correct? So,
yes.
Why is that different?
You know, I'm not love me some Machine Gun Kelly. And I also enjoy Corpse. I just think this started off, it kind of gave me mixed signals because I thought it was going to be a soft song from the guitar in the beginning. And then it just, next question.
Okay, so that was Kellen's pick. And I guess what I'll have you do is rate them on a scale of, like, 1 to 5, and then tell me if you would save it to your, like, Spotify or not.
Okay. So, if I was to choose between 1 and 5 for that one, I would give it a 2.
Okay, better than I expected.
If I could go below that to a -7, I would. But it's a 2.
Oh. Okay, so we have some strong feelings about this one. All right. So next
I was scared.
Honestly, it's fair. I get it. It's no Tupac. It's fine. Okay, so next.
No, it isn't.
We're going to go to Injun 45 by The Ghost Inside. It's very similar vibes, so.
Okay, I'll mentally prepare myself for that. Oh, I hear train noises. Okay. Train, more train noises. Okay. Oh God. Okay, we're into it. All right. Oh my God. Jeez Louise. Oh, okay. Oh, that is a yelling. Okay. How I feel about that one? I liked the band movement. They were jumping up and down. They were getting with the vibes. I enjoyed the vibes. Okay. There was a lot of, I like the train noises. I like them. Gives me real, like, Thomas the Tank Engine okay. vibes. And I enjoy that. The screaming I liked better than the last one. It wasn't as in your face.
Okay, you're more down with The Ghost Inside than Parkway Drive. Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I would, if I had to give that one on a scale of 1 to 5, I would give it a 3.3.
Okay. And would you save it to your Spotify for a future listen?
I would. If it came up on the radio, I wouldn't turn it off.
Okay, I'll take that. That's fair. So the next one is going to be a little bit different because it has a mix of like that screaming that we've heard in the last two songs, but there are also some normal clean vocals. So I think what I'll have you do is listen a little bit longer just so you can experience both and tell me your thoughts.
Oh yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I can do that for sure. I like the music video. Oh, and there's, okay. Oh my God. Oh my. Damn. Oh.
That's a lot of sounds that you're making.
Oh, he was...
You okay over there?
No. I am confused. I am very emotionally, physically confused.
Can you tell us why you're confused?
Of course I can. I liked the production. Great production. The song, however, felt like I shouldn't be listening to it, and that if I did, I'd probably go to hell. And it also, but listen, on a good note, the singer man, great luscious hair.
The singer man like, has luscious hair. Like,
yeah, he definitely looks like he uses some really good shampoo.
Okay.
If I could figure out what shampoo he uses, I would buy it.
We'd love to see it.
The music aspect, however, I'm concerned.
Did you make it to the clean vocals?
Yeah, I think. What do we classify as clean?
It's like more singing and less yelling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I got to that. Still concerned.
That's honestly fair enough. What's your rating for this one?
Ooh, okay. So, if I had to rate this one, I would say, probably lower than just the one we listened to, but higher than Kellen's pick.
Okay.
So like a 2.5.
Okay, so we have a 2 for Carry On by Parkway Drive, a very specific 3.3 for Injun 45 by The Ghost Inside, and we have a solid 2.5 for Bow Down by I Prevail. Honestly, that's pretty much exactly what I expected from you. So I guess a question I have for you is, has this experience inspired you to broaden your music horizons and come to our dark side, or are you good?
I mean, I wouldn't say I would listen to this music all the time. But as you mentioned previously, I do enjoy Machine Gun Kelly and Corpse's Daywalker. So I think if we found more music like that, or if Machine Gun Kelly and Corpse release more music along the lines of the ones we just listened to, I would definitely listen to it.
Okay, so you're more about, like, supporting the artist or, like, people you like or already have an interest in, even if, like, it's maybe not, like, your exact cup of tea.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll always listen to a song once, you know? Might as well make my ears bleed at least once.
I like that attitude. Okay.
Yeah, you know?
Very open-minded. That's great. Do you have any, like, final overall thoughts, summaries?
Well, I did like all of the, like, video quality in all the videos, because all the songs we listened to, I did look up the official music video. So I did enjoy the production side of it.
Okay, so you're a big music video fan. Okay.
Maybe if I just turned my volume down.
Nice.
And kind of quieted the audio, it wouldn't be too bad.
You're more visual, I get it.
Yeah, it's just a lot of in your face, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of people's reactions, and I didn't expect much different. But I am very excited to share this with Kellen, because I think he's going to get a good laugh out of it.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
But yeah, thank you so much for agreeing to participate, even though I'm sure you already knew you weren't going to like it. But I appreciate hearing an outside opinion.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate you taking my opinions. And I know we might not share the same views on these songs, but I appreciate you showing them to me. And I also appreciate you inviting me onto your podcast.
Maybe we will have to have you again sometime.
Oh, hell yeah. I expect an invitation for a later podcast.
Okay, keep an eye out for that.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, you guys better watch out, because I'm coming. I'm coming for you guys in the future.
You're coming for Kellen's co-host job. It's fine.
Hold on to your hats, because you're going to get it soon.
Oh my god. All right, thank you so much, Taylor.
Oh, you are so welcome.
Okay, dude, I don't care what anyone says. Carrion's a 5 out of 5. Like, her rating was trash.
Oh my god.
Her rating stunk,
honestly,
bro.
I wish you could have been...
Rating was doo-doo fart.
I wish you could have been there, because I think your back and forth would have been really funny. Because you guys are pretty opposite. But she's so busy and hard to nail down, but I'm honestly just happy we got to have her reactions. Because she kills me.
I'm honestly convinced at this point that she was just too scared to face me. I mean, I am known for always being right. I always have the correct opinions. And when it comes to music, everyone always agrees with me or they're wrong. So I think your friend Taylor probably just didn't want to be told to her face that she was wrong. It's a very hard realization to come to.
Oh my god, you better hope she doesn't listen to this episode.
God complex right out the gate.
Oh my god.
Episode 2, Kellen reveals that he has God complex.
Oh, oh boy.
Well, yeah, I think that went pretty well. So, on that note, I've been briefly Kellen.
And I've been Abby this whole time.
And we hope you'll join us again next time on Record Skips.